guys, how's this look? You like the? It's a, oh, hey guys, I'm making some changes today. I'm going from lab coat to sport coat, from scientist to historian. You know, fashion changes all the time, and the fashion of the NFL uniform changes too.
Not just the look, but the feel, weight, density, and technology of it too.
I mean, today's uniform is a technological marvel.
That's right.
Let's take a look at the humble beginnings of the NFL uniform. And the history and what brought us to where we are today.
In the 1920s, when the NFL was born, it was not unusual for a franchise to buy their uniforms used and helmets were optional.
Are you crazy? Wear a helmet.
Jerseys were often a real thick material like wool. In the 1930s, more teams start to put numbers on the jerseys for identification purposes. And in the 1940s, a single greatest moment in NFL uniform history occurred. The first helmet design. In 1948, a Los Angeles Ram player painted ram horns on his leather helmet. By the 60s, NFL teams are starting to gain a sense of style and a sense in general. Plastic helmets gain popularity and are the norm by the end of a decade. The 60s gave birth to the San Diego Chargers' power blue jerseys. Sweet! And the not-so-sweet Denver Broncos brown and mustard-colored jerseys. Ugh. With vertical striped socks. Ugh. Mile-high horrendous. Face masks are becoming the norm on helmets now, and some of the NFL players could be mistaken for hippies wearing tie-dye shirts.
Dudes! I was watching the game, you know, I was eating my favorite nachos, dude. And this guy bumps me, you know, like the cheese gets on my shirt. Whoa, dude, he goes, I'm sorry, I go, dude, no worries, man. Look at the yellow, man. It's so cool. He says, what's the score? I go, dude, doesn't matter who's winning the game. It's like the experience, dude.
This year, the Patriots' look will stay true to years past, but the technology is revolutionary. The Nike Elite 51 uniform was designed and engineered from the inside out, focusing on creating a system where the base layer, padding, jersey, and pant work in concert like a symphony. A few of the innovations include increasing sleeve articulation for better range of motion and integrating new four-way stretch fabrication to provide a streamlined shrink-wrap fit, which makes for less drag when you're flying downfield. Zone mesh ventilation provides cooling zones for optimal thermoregulation, which is just a fancy way of saying our body's ability to stay within certain boundaries. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Hey, this isn't Goldilocks. Oh, speaking of shrink-wrap... You know, we've progressed, but like many things with a long, storied history, we like to look back and reminisce. Just like on Thanksgiving Day, throwback uniforms have become a tradition that have many NFL fans exclaiming, wow, that's ugly. Ooh. Hey, can I get the cranberry sauce, please? You know, football uniforms have morphed and developed to keep up with the times and technology. Just like you, all great things continue to learn, grow, and change. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Oh, I can't go out for a pass like this.
Hey, can I get some help here? I'm supposed to play golf.